You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jason Cement, the author of the new book, I Need More Clients, Digital Marketing Strategies That Grow Your Business. Mr. Cement, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you, and thanks for coming out to be with us here today. So for starters, a good place to start, what prompted you to write this book, I Need More Clients?
After a number of conversations with clients over the years, they would ask me over and over how we do this, how we do that, and I realized that I could actually pre-sell the clients by having a book out there, and it would be a very detailed self-service guide to how to do search engine optimization or social media marketing or pay-per-click management. But when they would get through the book, they would say, either I'm going to do it myself, or I'm too lazy or too busy, and let me go hire Jason's team to do it. So that became kind of a marketing book for us.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, what is your background for formulating this book? Get into some of those details to help the listener.
I guess two things, maybe three things. One, I was a CPA back in the early 1990s, and then I went to law school, so I learned how to write. And then over the years, having been an entrepreneur since 96 and starting an e-commerce business practically in the beginning of the web, I had been writing articles for journals, and I had written a book about 10 years ago when we launched our business to begin with called the SEO Timetable. That got me into the mindset of writing, and then putting this book together actually took, I think, under a month while running our business. So writing the book is not such a big challenge. I think editing the book was harder and organizing it into a digestible format for people that either knew a bit about digital marketing or at the same time appeal to people that didn't know anything and wanted to get a deep dive very quickly. I think the whole book could be read in 2 hours.
Now that is appealing for sure with the average person wanting everything right now. That's certainly a big plus. Why would you say this book is timely right now?
Well, it's one of the things is the book is an evergreen book in the sense that if you understand how Google works in terms of search engines, then this gives you an overview of how you can make your website what they call SEO friendly. And so even last week, Google announced, which is rare for them, an update to the algorithm. And they came out, even though they're updating it twice a day, this was an official algorithm update. And the things that you'd see in this book would have prepared you for an update like that, because they're basically telling you that content is incredibly valuable. So, for example, instead of writing short 500-word blog posts, you should be writing thematically topical content. That was in the book. The idea that your site should be addressing people on a mobile phone, that was in the book too. Not that I can predict the future, but I tried to find with my team the values in building a website that would be long-lasting and it would not be like based on tricks that are short-lived. So I think right now, as people are finding more and more competitors online, they have to invest more to make their sites do two things. One, because we targeted service providers like lawyers and consultants and CPAs who work by the hour, we wanted your website to look like it matches your billing rate. Sort of like when in our parents' generation, if people were in real estate or they were service providers, they would drive a certain type of car so people would think that they were making money. So your website should look that way too. And the second thing about the website is that it should be built for high performance. So the pages should load fast. The pages should be organized so it's easy for someone to get through the website. And from a Google perspective, it should be optimized technologically so that the algorithm sees your content and says, oh, it's better than other people's content. Those are the three ideas.
Definitely would agree. It was timely for sure. Now, who would this book be best for?
First would be people that are in professional services like lawyers, accountants, consultants, even engineering firms, anywhere, architects, if you're providing value in your head and people want to pay you either by the project or by the hour, then the challenge you have in that business is presenting a version of yourself or reputation that sets you apart from other people that do similarly based services. So, for example, in Los Angeles, where I live, you could have easily 500 lawyers that just do bankruptcy work or personal injury. So how does one law firm or lawyer present himself or herself as being different and better than the 500 other competitors? So the website is like having a diamond-encrusted calling card that basically says, hey, I'm really good at what I do. People say I'm good at what I do. People pay me to do for them what I say I'm good at. And here's all the things that you can see that I can do for you in your business. So I targeted first service providers because most of our business is very intimate. And I think that the way the book is written, it's very one-to-one as opposed to writing to the masses. So as you read it, there's a lot of case studies in there and examples of very particular businesses or law firms, for example, that someone can read and go, oh, I could do that with my firm. I see what he's talking about. So very intimate and personal.
Yeah, good stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. Jason Cement, the author of the new book, I Need More Clients, Digital Marketing Strategies That Grow Your Business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Cement, what's the biggest mistake you see people making with their business websites?
I think it's not talking to the people that they're targeting. When we're talking about a service provider, there's three things that a website should do. It should explain clearly what it is you're offering, who you're offering it to, and why you're better than someone else offering similar services. And it's the second one that people tend to miss. They say, oh, I'm a great attorney. I do securities litigation, or I do back injuries, or I do environmental protection stuff. But they rarely talk to the person that's hiring them. So, for example, if you're doing let me think of a good example. If you're doing a personal injury, for example, okay, let's say you deal with kids that get involved in bicycle accidents. Then you want to have a page that talks to mothers, or a page that talks to fathers, or a page that talks to people who are in bicycling. You want to be very specific to the audience that you're that is going to hire you, and don't talk so much about what you can do for them, but talk about what it's like to be them and in their situation. So personalizing the website for the person who they're trying to engage in a dialogue, that's the big miss most services firms have.
And looking at social media, how has social media changed businesses today?
Okay, so that's actually quite good. There's two areas within social media because it's not one item. One of them is what we call social media content marketing, which is creating posts inside your Facebook page or your YouTube channel that you try to get out there into the social media sphere that people would engage with. So that's marketing your social media, and that's great because if people communicate on different channels. Some people like to see a blog on a website. Others like to see a Facebook page. Others like to see videos on a YouTube channel. We even have statistics that say over 60% of people watch videos without actually listening to them. So you want to put captions in your videos, for example. But that's only one side of social media. The other one, which is potentially even more important, is getting to people. And sometimes you can have great content that you post, but no one sees it. So you have to advertise. And so creating an advertising campaign where you can use one of Facebook's 500 filters to target down to a specific group profile will help you to build your audience. Then once you have people that are starting to like you and to follow you, you can create custom audiences and advertise to them and keep growing it from there. So the trick to social media is creating good content, but then finding people to either advertise the content to, or finding people who have their own audiences and getting them to share that content so you can build your audience. The trick to understand in Facebook is they don't want to give away your content for free. So your value is finding the people that want to follow you and then paying a little bit of extra money to keep advertising to that audience and growing that audience over time. So it can help your reputation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, this book appears to cover everything, so do you see a sequel book for this topic coming along in the future?
I think the sequel will be I Need Even More Clients. So right now we start with getting to the first layer if I need more clients, and then potentially will be more tactics to get even more clients. I haven't started writing the second book yet, but it might be focused more on referrals and continuing engagement as opposed to just getting positioned in search engines or doing some rudimentary social media or digital media marketing. That's what I've been thinking about.
Well, Mr. Cement, good to have had you today. Solid information shared here as well. And your book, I Need More Clients, obviously anyone tuning in today, that would apply to. And as you mentioned earlier, your book is a 2-hour read, so that is even more reason to tap into as a business owner or marketer. So good stuff in all regards. Lastly, what's your best business advice for someone launching a new business?
We used to say to focus on the domain name for search engine purposes, but Google is de-emphasizing that now. I think the main thing I would focus on is finding your audience. So spending time to use search engine tools that we give to clients that help you see what competitors are doing, what keywords they're focusing on, using those phrases to then build an identity for the person that's using them or the types of people that are using them, and then building a content strategy to approach that audience that you're targeting. So as opposed to just thinking that I'm a personal injury lawyer, think of I'm a personal injury lawyer for this type of injury that's suffered by this type of person. Once you start narrowly focusing your audience when you're in a service business, it's much easier to figure out, well, who are the vendors that sell to that audience? Who are the people that write to that audience? And you're now discovering what we call distribution channels, who can then become partners of yours to link to your website, refer people to your website, give you access to their audiences. That would be my primary thing, is what we call audience profiling.
Again, Mr. Cement, we certainly have appreciated your time. Solid advice there in conclusion as well, and much appreciated. Where can listeners pick up your book, I Need More Clients?
They can get it on Amazon right now, or I think a Kindle version as well.
Again, Mr. Cement, our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Jason Cement, the author of the new book, I Need More Clients, Digital Marketing Strategies That Grow Your Business. And this book can be purchased on Amazon at Amazon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.